Last year, the California legislature opened a unique window of opportunity for lawsuits alleging sexual abuse by Roman Catholic clergy. The state suspended for 1 year the statute of limitations in civil molestation cases. That window has now closed, and some 800 new lawsuits were filed. The cases involve incidents going back as far as the 1930s and could lead to massive settlements. From member station KPCC in Los Angeles, Rachel Myrl reports.
Mary Farrell says her memory of what happened when she was 7 is fragmented but clear. She recalls the empty sound of footsteps in the school building while everyone else was outside at a fiesta, the jangling of the Monsignor's ring of keys, the holes in the ceiling she stared at while he molested her, the $5 roll of dimes he gave her each time it happened.
I felt a little sick to my stomach. But I spent my dimes, and I didn't tell anyone.
Each year, during the annual fiesta at her church in San Pedro, Farrell says the Monsignor sought her out for a private audience, until finally at 10, she was old enough to realize she could hide in the crowd. Over the next 45 years, Farrell says she learned of other victims and other pedophile priests in her home parish. Still, she kept her story mostly to herself, until last June. That's when the Supreme Court struck down a 1993 California law that allowed the criminal prosecution of decades-old child abuse cases. 5 Roman Catholic priests already in prison were set free, and cases against another 25 were dropped. Farrell was appalled.
I don't want their money, but I do want to hurt them. I really do. I want them to pay a penalty. I'd really much prefer I would forego any money if they had to serve some jail time, you know. But unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen.
In 2003, Farrell joined a legal onslaught against the church, taking advantage of another California law enacted after the sex abuse scandal in Boston. It lifted the statute of limitations for civil sex abuse lawsuits for just 1 year. Some 800 plaintiffs filed, confronting the state's 12 dioceses with the potential for huge financial liability, either in the form of damages awarded or, more likely, settlement deals. Like the one in Boston, where more than 500 cases were put to rest for $85 million.
Well, I don't think you can compare what's going to happen in California with what's happened in other parts of the country.
Father Joe Fenton is a spokesman for the diocese in Orange County. He points out other states like Massachusetts have caps on punitive damages, not so in California.
No one really knows. The changes in the law have generated an unprecedented number of claims here in California, and there has never been anything like this. So I think the financial impact will be widespread and will undoubtedly impact the church's ability to continue many of its ministries.
On the other hand, some of the 800 cases are so old they may prove difficult to litigate. Todd Tamberg is a spokesman for the L.A. Archdiocese, by far the largest in the nation with 5 million parishioners. Of the 800 cases, 500 are pending against Los Angeles alone.
In a vast majority of these filings, there is no paper trail. Some paper trails do exist, and they are often of the priests that we had already known about who are either dead or long gone from ministry, and other victims have come forward. But in the vast majority of the cases we have right now, we're hearing about the abuse for the first time.
Plaintiffs' lawyers would like to determine for themselves what the church knew and when, but they have yet to be allowed to see documented communication between bishops and priests. The church argues those papers are privileged information protected by the First Amendment, even though that assertion has been rejected by courts in Florida, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. Again, Todd Tamberg.
If that privilege disappears, no priest will be able to talk to his bishop without a lawyer present. That's an invasion of our religious rights. Nobody here is being protected in terms of a priest who's abused a minor. Those people have been removed. They will continue to be removed. That's our pledge.
A report on the nationwide sex abuse scandal from the John Jay College of Criminal Justice is due out later this month. It's expected to detail the number of victims, the number of clergy members accused, and the cost of legal settlements with abuse victims thus far. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Myrow in Los Angeles.